Reading 55. In the early 15th century, Prince Henry, the navigator of Portugal, sent his sailors to explore Africa and open it to Portuguese trade. Portuguese expeditions began to sail along the western coast, always within sight of land. On reaching Cape Bojador, a rocky area with terrible currents, the Portuguese sailors would always turn back. They believed that this was the end of land and that no ship would ever pass it. Prince Henry sent out 15 expeditions between 1424 and 1434, until finally one succeeded by sailing a few kilometers forward and going south for a few kilometers, eventually passing the dangerous rocks and currents. Actually, this change of direction was just a small thing. It is true that their ships were not strong, and their navigation tools were undeveloped and simple. However, the major barrier was not technological limitations, but the fear of the unseen end of the land. We can say that the sailing of Christopher Columbus was far more difficult technically, but he faced a major barrier of fear, both in his sponsors and in his crew. Once the Atlantic was crossed, this fear disappeared, and only the reasonable fears of shipwreck, disease, and sea monsters were left. Many barriers are of this type. They are not just unknown, but unimaginable. Major development can be accomplished by the courage to recognize and overcome mental barriers, just as the Portuguese and Spanish sailors did.